Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. You can listen here live or visit us at www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Building Fortunes Radio supports our members and others looking at the home-based business industry. Your host for Building Fortunes Radio is Peter Mingles, owner of PM Marketing and Everglee. On this segment of Building Fortunes Radio, Peter has one of our special guests from the MLMIA. The MLMIA is the Multi-Level Marketing International Association. For nearly 30 years, the MLMIA has been a major force in defining the ethics, legalities, and opportunities in network marketing. Listen in and find out why the MLMIA is recognized as a leading source of unbiased network marketing industry data and information by numerous industry, business, and trade publications. Today on our show is Doris Wood. Doris is a founder and also the MLMIA chairperson and president emeritus. Doris Wood is the perfect person to be introducing this segment for the MLMIA. Listen in and share this with your friends so they too can build their fortunes in the MLM home-based business industry. Now, let's get our show started with Peter Mingles and Doris Wood. Take it from here, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to our MLMIA radio show segment on Building Fortunes Radio. So for all those people unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We post this radio show on Building Fortunes Radio, but we also post it on MLMIARadio.com. So if you go to MLMIA.com as well as MLMIARadio.com, you'll be able to find really great information about this wonderful organization called the Multi-Level Marketing International Association. As a very short story, a dream came true when I was speaking with Doris Wood, who is the original founder, and I always give her credit for lots of stuff relative to the MLMIA. When we were speaking, and I said, you know, I'd really like to be able to educate people more about what's happening in our industry, and I'd love to have you as a radio show guest host because everybody loves Doris Wood. And she can bring so much to the listening audience for those people on the network marketing or the home-based business arena. So when we started this, I said, could we do a radio show? And I had no idea that we would be able to have so many really great topics and fantastic guests, and this will be just one more example of that. Now, our guest speaker over here, I'm going to let her, meaning Doris, give you an introduction, but I also want to say has wound up to become a great friend of ours on all the other radio shows we do, like the MLM After Hours segment as well as this one, and I just can't wait to hear our guest speaker as well. But the first thing I want to do is I want to introduce Doris Wood for those people listening in, and I got to give you my shameless plug to suggest that if you are in our industry, join the MLMIA. Go to MLMIA.com and then make sure you're joining, get actively involved. So, Doris Wood, over to you.
Oh, thank you, Peter. You know, it seems like a long time since I've been on the show because I know that we do two shows the first of the month, and then I am really blessed that Janine does the last two shows of the month. But this is going to be really, really exciting for me. I want you to know that our guest today is really someone that I think all of you are going to be tremendously pleased to hear. He has been in the industry for over 40 years, and that's not just in America. He's been on four different continents and built organizations on every one of them. Now he says he's semi-retired from the active involvement, but he is always, always busy. He concentrates a lot on consulting and marketing, what he's going to talk about today, and I'm going to let him tell you that. But Michael is on the board of MLMIA, and he has been active in several other organizations. But he was a recipient of MLMIA's Best of the Best Award. I believe that was in 2010. And just recently, he was chosen by TAM, the Academy of Multi-Level Marketing, as a top distributor for the year of 2014. So I am really, really pleased to have all of you listen to our guest, Michael Linden. And Michael, I am really glad you're here. I'd love to tell them all what they're going to hear, but I'm going to leave that up to you because I don't want to spoil one bit of it. But I want all of them to know that this lesson or this class that they're going to be right now is the first of hopefully we can talk you into coming back for three more after this and get this total thing. So I am really, really pleased. And, Michael, it's all yours.
Well, Doris and Peter, Doris, thank you so much for such a gracious introduction. Really, not to contradict you, but I don't think I deserve all the accolades you heap upon me. Nevertheless, having said that, we're here tonight to talk about a little card deck that I created a number of years ago. And I'll tell you a little background story before I get into the deck itself. I guess about 11 years ago, a group of four of us were sitting around playing poker one evening. One of those classic pictures, you know, with the low hanging light and everybody wearing visors and that kind of stuff. And as we were playing poker, I realized I was looking at a lot of sort of interesting looking cards, but it was quite, kind of boring. And so my mind started wandering a bit. And I suddenly had this flash of, what if I had a basic principle of network marketing on a card? And if you played cards with that card, well, then suddenly that principle would pop up, and as you're playing cards, it would pop into your subconscious mind. If even better, it would pop into your subconscious mind and into your conscious mind. But the important thing is to get it into the mind. So I came back after that evening and sat down at my desk and started figuring out what to do. And I ended up with the concept of a card deck. It seemed to me that this was a simple way to spread a message because lots of people play cards. And it overcame a fundamental problem that I'd isolated many, many years ago in the industry and had never been able to quite resolve, which I'll get into that in a minute. So the card deck was born. It took about a year and a half to create. And there were many, many versions of it, and it went back and forth. There were three people who were really major contributors to my effort. A man called Izzy Matos, whom some of you may know. A man called Robert Butwin, whom some of you may know. And a man called Ron Bond. And all three of them are extremely experienced network marketers, very, very effective trainers, and have made their living in this industry for many decades. So at the end of that 18-month process, I ended up with a deck of cards, which I rushed to print, looked for a reasonably priced printer, and found one, but they were in China. So I thought, what the hell, I'll try it. So I had them printed in China, and they arrived a few weeks later by boat, and I anxiously tore open eagerly tore open the package, and they were just terrible. The printing wasn't good. The cards weren't very good. They didn't feel like playing cards. The size was weird. There were all sorts of just, you know, little things wrong with it. So I went back to the drawing board and basically cleaned up the art a little bit and decided, well, there's only one company in the world that I know that does nothing but printing cards, and that's U.S. Playing Card Company, the makers of those famous bicycle cards that we all know. So I went to their sales manager, and I said, hey, I've got this card deck, and I would like you guys to print it. So he gave me a quote, and he wanted to put their name all over it. And I said, I like your quote, but I don't want your name all over it. I want my name all over it. And so we haggled back and forth, and in the end, they wanted the business more than wanting their name on the card. And so they printed them, and the rest, as they say, is history. Now, what is this deck? Well, it's basically a training tool for network marketers. That's why it's called Deckwork Marketing a la Carte. And it's a deck of 52 bicycle-quality playing cards. As I said, they're printed by the bicycle company itself. And like any card deck, the deck itself is divided into four suits. And so each suit of this deck, my deck, is a specific topic in networking that I regard there are four vital topics in this industry that people need to get Okay, one is they need to get the foundations for building a business. Second thing they need to know is how to prospect for success. Third thing they need to know is how to retain loyalty. And the fourth thing they need to know is how to duplicate growth. Those are the four key principles, as I see it anyway, in network marketing. Foundations for building, prospecting for success, retaining loyalty, and duplicating growth. So those ended up the four suits. So now we have four suits, and of course each suit has 13 cards in it, the ace all the way up through the king. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to discuss the spades suit, which is the foundations for building suit. And if you like what you hear, you're welcome to come back to the next three calls. I don't think they're going to be on subsequent Mondays, but Doris will let you know when the calls are coming up. So, let's see, have I overlooked anything here? Has that been pretty clear so far, Doris?
Absolutely. I'm really anxious because I'm pleased that you picked this one first.
Good, good. Well, it makes sense, you know, and so anyway. So, the foundations of this business are actually very, very simple. And as you work your way through the entire deck, you'll see that every single principle that's enumerated in this deck is a very simple principle, but it's very difficult, usually, to do it. And what makes it difficult is not the deck itself, not the message on the deck, but the rather lax attitudes we have towards sticking with something from beginning to end. And this deck relies on you sticking with it and getting from beginning to end. So, getting back to the foundations, the very foundation of the deck is the Ace of Spades. And that is vision becomes reality. Now, Mae West put it real well when she said many, many years ago, everything is in the mind. That's where it all starts. Knowing what you want is the first step toward getting it. And that is so true. So yeah, hope isn't a plan, and thought is creative. So let's create goals that have deadlines on them. You're looking for measurable results in a reasonable amount of time. Way to do that is to clear the clutter, work on your goals, and expect success. Create a vision of your future and chunk it down into days, weeks, months, and years. And then create daily action steps that take you on that path. And here's the key. Once you've done that, take that first step. Very important. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with 1,000 with 1,000 steps. No, it begins with a single step. That leads me to the set two of spades, which is set your intent at 100%. Plan to succeed no matter what comes your way. Now, four steps to this process. One is to get very clear about what you want and then write it down very clearly in as much detail as you can imagine. Then share your intention with somebody who will hold you accountable. And it's got to be somebody who will hold you accountable, who will say, hey, Michael, you know what you said here on this card? It's not true. Okay, well, then I'll look at it. The third part is, today, do something that shows that you are committed to your intention. In other words, every day you take that first step. And then recognize that what you did is what you set out to do, and that you can now take the next step. third step, three of spades, is called think 4 years. Okay, this is not an overnight success business. Sometimes somebody comes into the business and within a month they've got 30,000 distributors and the money's pouring in. And more often than not, those people, if you ask them a 6 month or a year later, they're back to where they started. So the thing to do is to have realistic expectations. Stable networks that generate residual income are very rarely get rich quick. Networks need to mature. And as they mature, they create more leaders. And then growth accelerates until hundreds of people are joining your network every month. But that takes time. Patience and consistency are two of your keys to success. There's a good Chinese proverb about that. With patience, the mulberry leaf becomes a silk gown. And that's it, I think, for that one. The four of spades is never say never. And there's a nice story about astronaut Neil Armstrong. Okay, and you know, his famous last words on the moon were, "Good luck, Mr. Brodsky." And nobody knew what that meant. I mean, this guy had flown to the moon, right? He was the first guy on the moon. And as he's leaving, he says, "Good luck, Mr. Brodsky." Well, nobody knew what it was. And so he got back, and the interviewers were all over him. "Neil, what did you mean? Who's Brodsky?" So he sat down, and he said, well, when he was a kid, he was playing baseball in his yard, and he accidentally threw the ball into a neighbor's yard. And it went under a guy's window, and so he hopped over the fence and ran to retrieve his ball. And as he bent under the window, he heard the loud voice of a very angry woman. And here's what she said. "Sex? You want sex? I tell you, Brodsky, you'll get sex when the kid next door walks on the moon." And that's a true story. Never say never. The next step is to create your own luck. That's the five of spades. Okay, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. You can make, well, Dale Carnegie says you can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in others than you can in 2 years by trying to get others interested in you. And that is so true. And so what happens is, you know, luck happens when preparation meets opportunity. You learn about your product, you learn about your service, and then you focus on connecting with as many people as you can. And there's actually a very good book about that by Mark Yarnell called The Lotus Code. And you might find that very interesting reading. Remember that the book you don't read won't help. Create your own future is the six of spades. The rearview mirror is the last place to look for your destination. The best way is to look forward and predict your future and then create it. Creating prosperity actually has very little to do with working hard. It simply is getting down to it, as we've already covered, going through it step by step, day by day, month by month, and prosperity emerges almost as an automatic byproduct. But in creating your own future, there's a good quote from Louise Hay, it's on the card. "The thoughts we choose to think are the tools we use to paint the canvas of our lives." And that card also recommends a wonderful book by Napoleon Hill that most of us already know and would really benefit from rereading over and over again, Think and Grow Rich. create your own luck. Seven of Spades. I've just got four quotes on this card because it's really, it's the success card, but very covertly. I don't have success printed in big letters across the top or a headline like I do on the other cards. I've got just a few bubbles. One says, one third of success is taking appropriate action. One third of success is using the right tools. And one third of success, this is the difficult one, is simply showing up. There's an old Chinese proverb that really emphasizes that of showing up. It goes like this: person who wait for roast duck to fly into mouth waits very long time. Speaking of roast ducks, let's move over to wolves. And the Eight of Spades is feed the wolf within. There's a wolf inside you, and as long as you feed it, it stays tame and nice and gentle, but stop feeding it, and it can turn real nasty. So this is based on an old Cherokee teaching, which goes like this, that inside every single human being, there are two wolves, and they're constantly fighting. One represents greed and arrogance, dominance, that kind of stuff. The other stands for generosity and love and friendship, respect, integrity. And those principles were being taught by a Cherokee elder to his grandchild. And after he heard those principles, the grandchild looked up at the Cherokee elder and he said, which wolf will win? And the elder said, the one that you feed. So feed the right wolf. There are two wolves inside you, but feed the right one, and that's the one that will win. The Nine of Spades is remember the power of one. If you recruit just one person a month, and each of those persons recruits just one a month, you'll have 2,048 distributors at the end of 1 year. One person a month, recruiting one person a month. That's 2,048 distributors. Those are powerful numbers, okay? If you've, and giving up early is not the answer. Now, I'll tell you why I broke it down. Okay. The most of that 2,048 distributors actually come in the last few months. The beginning is pretty bleak. After 6 months, you only have 32 distributors. This business doesn't work. In 7 months, the 32 becomes 64. Maybe. What if I put a little bit more effort into it? In the 8th month, 64 become 128. In the 9th month, they become 256. In the 10th month, 512, and so on, until there's 2,048 distributors in your network. And the way to get people to sign your network is to overcome their resistance to new behavior. We all have resistance in us to new behavior. And there are some very small steps that you can take that will circumvent your or your prospect's brain to resist new behavior. Ask small questions. Think small thoughts. Solve small problems. And take small actions. And there's a wonderful book about that. It's called One Small Step Can Change Your Life. And I really recommend that book. It's by a man called Robert Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R. All right, to the Jack of Spades, which this is not magic. This is about what you are willing to do to live your dreams. What are you willing to give up so that you can have those dreams? Because magic doesn't just happen. It's actually created success, or magic in this case, is the natural consequences of consistently applying basic fundamentals. The Queen of Hearts is to accept responsibility. The Queen of Spades. Once you take responsibility for what is, you can take responsibility for what will be. In other words, until you know where you're at, you have no way of getting to where you want to be. But remember that even at first, things may not go the way you want them to. Doing so will serve you well in the long run. And the final step in this pursuit is the King, King of Spades, which is believe in yourself. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. You are not here to find your purpose. You're here to create it. You know you have the ability to be and to do your best at all times under all circumstances, and that what others think of you is none of your business. Challenge doesn't just build character, it also reveals it. Dennis Waitley put it nicely. It's not what you think you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. Okay, that's the end of the Spade Suite. I hope you've enjoyed it. You can.
Oh, I found it absolutely fascinating. You know, I've heard parts of this before, but this is the first time, and I'm really anxious for you to go through the rest. I think that if people follow those directions that you have given them this time, that they're going to be well on their way, and they'll be anxious to hear the next one. What is the next week?
The next one is prospecting for success.
And what suit is that?
That is, what suit is that? Let me just check. That's those are the diamonds, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
That's right.
And I want you to know, Michael, that I have really, really enjoyed this. And I know that Peter would have a lot of questions, but we've run out of time. But I definitely want everybody that's listening to this to know is that they can get this deck of cards by contacting MLMIA. Look at our website, www.mlmia.com, and we will bring Michael back for the other lessons that you're going to do. But the cards are really, really great. We will let you all have them for the cost of the printing of these, which is only $10 for that. So just give us a call. We'll tell you more about it the next time. Peter, is there anything you have to say before we almost say goodbye?
That's all. We are running out of time, but Michael, that was wonderful. I am certainly in awe, and I can't wait to hear next week's. That's just great material, all in
Thank
one
you.
Deck. So deck work marketing. All right, so on that note, check out MLMIA.com and MLMIARadio.com. We're going to catch you next week. Michael, thank you for being here. Great information. Looking forward to hearing more. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio. This is a special weekly segment for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association known as the MLMIA. Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time or listen to the recordings on buildingfortunesradio.com and on the MLMIA website. For nearly 30 years, the MLMIA has been a major force in defining the ethics, legalities, and opportunities in network marketing. With Doris Wood as the founder, chairperson, and president emeritus, the MLMIA is recognized as the leading source of unbiased network marketing industry data and information by numerous industry, business, and trade publications. If you're a distributor, vendor, or company owner, you'll want to become part of the MLMIA. Learn more about the MLMIA by attending any one of their teleclasses, subscribing to their newsletters by visiting www.mlmia.com. The MLMIA, get involved today, and thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. In closing, Peter, our distinguished MLMIA guest, and I wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.